Hey y'all, I'm Ayana and you're listening to the Literally Her podcast, where we focus on not only becoming her, but literally being her. On this show, we will be discussing womanhood, relationships, friendships, and spirituality, and down-to-earth conversations dedicated to helping you feel your best and creating the her that you desire to be. We put out 15-minute episodes once a week to help you fully integrate today's topic and awareness into your current lifestyle. You can tune into this podcast on any of your favorite podcast apps, boo. And without further ado, let's remodel into a new you. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Literally Her podcast. I am your host, Ayana Mariah, and I do hope you guys are enjoying your Sunday or whatever day you guys are watching this on. If it isn't Sunday when you're watching this, I do hope you guys enjoying your week and just continuing to be the most baddest bitches that I know you guys are and that I know you guys can be. And today, I wanted to speak a little bit about being present in the space that you are in and the season that you're in and just showing gratitude for the path you are on now. Okay, so I'm gonna tell y'all why I want to talk about this topic. I ended up getting my makeup done this morning around like 12 o'clock and got my makeup done by this girl named India. Her Instagram is India Faces. That girl, she does the most bomb makeup and it's like soft beat also. So now that's just like right up my alley. So if y'all looking for a good soft beat when y'all go out, definitely go hit her up because she does her big one and it's so lightweight and she has the best conversations also. So definitely book with my girl. But yeah, she did my makeup this morning and we were having such a great conversation and we was talking about a lot of things. But one thing we both said that we were working on was just working on being present in where we are right now and showing gratitude for the space that we are in, because once upon a time we did pray to be where we are at the moment. That's what I want to talk to you guys about today, because I realized that I will never be the girl that I am in this season of my life again. I want to, and I want you guys to slow down also and just learn to love and be with the person that you are now. And I know we talk a lot about, you know, living as literally her and doing your big one and just being the person that you want to be and being your higher self. But I know sometimes that does get a little overwhelming. The person that we are today, we are never going to be this person again. Even if it is tomorrow, like, I don't know about y'all, but I grow every day. So even the person that I was yesterday, I pride myself on changing and, you know, just trying to grow and be a better person. So I just want to be present in where I am now and in the season that I am in, because I did pray to get here at one point. And all the past versions of myself adds up to everything that I am today. There is no way to be the girl that you are today without everything that you have already been through, or the boy that you are today. Like, everything that matters today matters from something that happened in your past self, and give yourself a break no matter how raggedy you feel like you are in the moment. Because I know sometimes I just be feeling like, girl, you can do better, but give yourself grace no matter how much of a delay you feel like your life is on right now. Even if you do feel like you are on, you know, the wrong path, give yourself grace, because everything happens for a reason and everything will make sense in the long run. 9 times out of 10, everything that we look back on is set in stone. You cannot change the past. The past is already there for you and you can keep reminiscing all you want, baby, but it's not going to really, you know, change anything. You have to live and learn. And as far as the future, we are not psychic. We cannot predict the future. And even when I do think about the future, never exactly how I predict it. I might be very close, but it's never exactly how we predict it. So why stretch about the future if it's not going to be how you predict in the first place, whether that's in a negative way or a positive way? Because this version of yourself deserves love too. And you have to be present and love yourself in every chapter, regardless of if this is or this is the best chapter or the worst chapter. Because I don't know about y'all, but the last thing I want to do is pray for a blessing and get the blessing, but it just isn't the time for the blessing. So you do mishandle it because you aren't ready for it yet. It just makes me be grateful for where I am and to not rush anything, because I would hate to get a blessing from God and I mishandle it or I don't know what to do with it because this isn't the time for me to have that blessing. I haven't even went through the lessons that, you know, would make up for that blessing. So I'm just saying this to remind you guys just to be present in where you guys are. and in this season, and just show gratitude for everything that you do have. One thing that I have been doing to make sure that I am being present and giving myself a moment to slow down and feel the current moment that I am in currently is just call out things around me. And I know it sounds a little bit crazy, but it also sounds crazy when I told y'all I'd be talking to myself. So at this point, like, we friends, we homegirls. Y'all just gonna have to get the tea. But one thing that I have been doing personally is I'll just call out things around me just to be more present, especially when I'm by myself or when I just be feeling like I'm just going through the motions. Just call out things in front of you, everything that's around you, call it out. If you see something that's pink, call it out. You see a door, you see a dog, you see a bird, call it out. Like, just call out colors, everything that you see. And it feels like it just kind of brings me back to reality a little bit and puts me in that current moment. Just reminds me to think about how I feel, focus on what's in front of me and not of what's ahead of me. I think sometimes when we are sitting in the moment, especially like when I'm driving or something, that's when I start doing the most of my overthinking. And I think sometimes we just got to be present in where we are because at the end of the day, nothing happens when and how we expect it to. Even looking back on situations, they never happen exactly how we expect it to. Like, so live for today. Do everything that you can for yourself today and not stressing too much on anything that's going on because it's so much going on in the world. I know it's so much going on in everybody's everyday life that we might not express. So I just want you guys to all be present in how you're feeling currently because it does matter. And if you don't work on them feelings now, you're going to be stressing later. So I'm just trying to help y'all out. Put y'all on game. Like I said, I know we talk about just showing up as the version of her and just trying to be the best version of yourself. And I'm just here to remind y'all, everything does not have to be figured out right now. The person you are today literally has to exist to meet the next version of yourself. So don't stress too much. Make the right decisions and be the best person you can. But if you can't, that is okay too. And it is okay to try again tomorrow because you don't have to be your best self right now. As long as you're trying to be a better version of yourself and be a better example and show up better for yourself, your mindset is going to change. I'm not going to say this word right, but y'all going to bear with me. Inevitably. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Your mindset is going to change on its own, y'all. So I'm just trying to tell y'all just to slow down and just be the best version of yourself that y'all can be. And if you can't, it's okay. Just we're going to try a little bit harder tomorrow. It's okay. But just try to be your best self. And for example, I don't know about y'all, but I am so blessed in everything that I do and everything that is happening for me. I already know everything in my life is going to work out. I have whole belief over my future and my dreams and what's going to happen in my life. And I have this because everything has already always worked out for me in the past, like one way or another. Even if I think that the situation that I am in at the moment is currently terrible, looking back at situations, I'd be like, that had to happen for this to happen. And because of that, and that really messed my mindset up. And I'm going to tell y'all why. Because I get excited about the person that I am going to be and the person that I know that I'm going to be because of just the work that I'm doing now and forgetting to be present in the now and just show gratitude for what I do have. Because at one point in my journal, I was praying to be this girl, praying for the patience and the creativity and the strength and all of that. And now I have all of that. I just want to be present and not push myself to do too much too soon because the places that I see myself going, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be at. And so are y'all. And I just want to remind y'all that, y'all, because I needed this reminder this week. No cap. We also aren't going to be this young forever. And have fun, honestly, because I've just been getting all these signs about just like living in my 20s and enjoying where I am right now, just having fun. And I know my idea is not the idea of fun that everybody else has, because no shade. My idea of fun is just not being around y'all, not being outside in them clubs. But I'm not going to cap. Sometimes I do want to be outside. Sometimes I do want to put that Don Julio bottle on my head too. Your girl wants to be outside. And then it's like I'll get outside and I realize that this setting is not for me. Like this is not where I'm supposed to be right now. And that's okay too. I just want to be able to have fun in my own way. Cause I'm gonna have my time to be in the clubs. I'm gonna have my time to be outside. And that's completely fine with me. But I just have been wanting to make sure that I am and reminding you guys to have fun and don't let a motherfucker stop you from nothing you want to do. And just be present in everything that you're doing now because it all will matter and add up someday. And just don't rush where you are because one day you're gonna be so famous, be so rich, and you're gonna be like, well, damn, like I really wish, I remember when I was just starting off. I had all the time in the world. I was still perfecting my craft. And I had time to hang out with my family and friends, and everything was just so simple. So just live in right now because it will make all the difference later. And we don't want to be 85 wishing that we put that Don Julio bottle on top of our head a long ass time ago because you can't do that when you're 85. I mean, you can, but like at 85, we gotta have different priorities. So remember what your priorities are right now. Don't push too many priorities that's supposed to be in the future on you now. Like that will come also. So just take it a day at a time and be excited about what's next to come. Be present and be happy and be grateful for what you do have now also. Or don't worry about if people don't accept the version of you that you are today because people be projecting. People really be projecting on the mindset and stuff that they wish they had and how, they wish that they had that personality and they wish they was that outgoing as you. And it doesn't even have to be like a jealousy thing, but I do think sometimes experiencing a shifting, this is something else that me and India talked about, but when you are experiencing a shift in your life, it's really hard for the people around you. So I also want to say to you guys, don't worry about people not accepting the version of that you are today, because they're going to come around. And just be present in everything that you do and everything you want, because 9 times out of 10, baby, it's already yours. And that's all I got for y'all today. And I do hope that this podcast episode did help somebody out here, because I just want y'all to be the best self y'all know y'all can be, and the baddest bitches that I know you guys are. So continue doing that and continue being her and living in as your her in your highest self and just doing everything that I know you guys can and chasing y'all dreams, because I just want everybody to do their big one in life and not miss out on any blessings, because I think we need good people to look up to in this world. And I'm not saying like we love Jada Weta, we love Ari, we love all of them girls, but I definitely want to be a good inspiration and like inform young people and something better than the influence that we are getting out here nowadays. So, and that is all I have for you today, boo. If you did enjoy this podcast episode, share it with your homegirl or share it with your family. If you haven't already subscribed to the Lily Her podcast, go ahead and do so, boo, so that you're hip on every episode that drops. Connect with us on Instagram at the Lily Her Podcast. And thank you guys for tuning in. Until next time, continue being the baddest bitches that I know you guys are and that I know you guys can be. Thank you.